Visit theneuro.com.
It's quarter after eight, quarter after nine in the Creston Valley.
We're going to see some clouds and showers today, but it's going to be warm. 11 degrees. We're in the double digits.
Good driving weather if you're going over to Vancouver. Like Larry Gorrell is on the phone with us from the Funky Monkey Burger Bar. And hi, Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Let's do an update quickly on your story. What happened? You got yourself some closing ceremony tickets, and then all your friends were hounding you, right?
That's right, yeah. I just decided what to do with the other two tickets. So Randy and I just decided, well, let's email Ellen and see if she wants to come. We'll be ambassadors of Canada for her. But she unfortunately couldn't make it, so what we did is we got a call from the producers and said, well, do you mind if we give the tickets away throughout the audience? And I said, oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
So, and then, I just watched it this morning, and, she didn't show a picture of me, but she read the letter out loud, and then probably three-quarters way, they did a ring toss game. So this woman and her daughter from Virginia won it, and they're avid Olympic people, so they rush home every night to watch the Olympics and that. So it was pretty funny. It was pretty good.
So they're going to meet you at the closing ceremonies.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to meet probably on Saturday and then get together and show them around town and all that. And I guess they're going to be doing some videotaping for Ellen and report back to Ellen on the outcome of the whole trip. So.
And so do they're giving him video cameras. Do you know when they're going to do that update? Is it going to be Monday or Tuesday?
I have no idea, but at the end of the show, Ellen gave the tickets to the winner, and then she yelled out to Larry, thanks for being so generous, and since you're so generous, then we'll fly you and a guest to L.A. to be on the show. So.
Oh, really? That's so cool.
Yeah, so I got a free pass to go to Ellen now.
Oh, you must be thrilled.
Yeah, I was. I spoke to the executive producer. He called me around 6:30. He says, everything turned out awesome. You have to watch today's show. He never mentioned anything about that surprise. So, that was a really nice surprise at the end of the show. So,
And you went through a little bit of stress getting those tickets there, though.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Taping was supposed to start at 1, and then I get a call from the producer at 9:30. I paid $135 to fly those tickets overnight to Ellen to be there by 9 a.m., and somehow they got lost.
Oh, no.
Just freaking out. So the tickets did make it there at 10 after 1, and they were going into second mode. It's like, what do? We got no tickets to give away. What if we don't have the tickets and all that stuff? But they did get there at 10 after 1, and taping started at 1:30.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, my God. It was just a crazy day yesterday.
And are they mentioning the Funky Monkey Burger Bar?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. So, but I tell you this much. I will mention when I go there, Nelson, how beautiful it is, yeah. And my burger bar.
Absolutely.
Best burgers in town.
I'm driving there today to have a Funky Monkey Burger Bar, buddy.
I'm sure there might be a lineup now.
Hey, by the way, is it 11 o'clock that we can see the Ellen show today?
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock on Channel 11.
We'll be watching it, Larry. You have a safe, great trip to the Olympics,
awesome,
and we'll
guys.
Talk to you
I'll
next
call you
week.
When I get back and let you know how everything is.
Perfect.
Thank you very much, Larry, from the Funky Monkey Burger Bar.
Yay!
Steve Miller from All Hit KBS with Wayne and Jane in the morning.
This is a story about Billy Joel.